the same desire, but except a substitute for the father is the people. The people become a substitute. And he wants the recognition of the people, because the people, masses of people also represent the father in love. Okay? So, Yosef HaTzadik knew the psychological principle. And he knew that the reason why the brothers sinned against him was because they wanted the recognition of the father. And what he did was, he was a Shimon the Malchus, of course, was a Rebbe, placed them in that role. But when he showed them that he has some knowledge that it's unbelievable, that Yismahu, how could he possibly have this knowledge, that fixed the image in their mind. And then he sat down Binyamin and them, he sat Binyamin right next to him, privately, closer to me, and the Kerev Masas Binyamin mi Masas Kulam Chomesh Yaros. Five times as much he gave Binyamin. To evoke these same emotions that were expressed against him. So he planted it in their mind. That was the purpose. That was his idea. And he wanted to see what they would do. So then, of course, they wouldn't recreate the scene. Then, of course, they wouldn't do anything on the spot, but then afterwards, when Binyamin was accused, it's an interesting thing. Think about what happened when Binyamin was accused. Binyamin was accused, they did Kriya, and then it says, but first, you see, when he first came running after them, they said, no, this is impossible. That was one of the 10 Kavachamas in the Torah. That's why I don't want to mention this thing. It's not why they began by God, Lechel, cutting Kila. That's the way it is. We should read this one. It says, Asher Yimotzi Yitam Avlecha V'meis, V'gam Anachnu Nihil Adon L'Avodim. Right? Then it says, Gam Ata Kedev V'rechem Kenu, Asher Yimotzi Yitam Yeli Oved, Atem Ti Niki. Right? Okay. Because he said, no, you don't have to be Avodim. They said it because they wanted to show them how certain they are. That was the rational thing to say. That we'll all be, that's it. He'll be killed and we'll all be Avodim. But he said, no, just him. Then it says they found it. So what did it say? Vayam Yehuda, in the end, when they were caught with the goods. They were the man, no mal adoni, man adaba, man adstana, kol akim otza savon avodecha. Hinenu avodim adoni, gam anachti, gam ashim imtza devi biyabo. Why did they say that then? That doesn't make any sense. At first, I understand why they said it. So we're so sure that we'll even set ourselves up as avodim. We're willing to become avodim. I understand that. But over here, why make it worse? I mean, here there's only one man guilty, so why should they all become a woman? What's the answer? Yeah, that's right. What's all Kim Motzah Savona Vadecha? It's an interesting dialogue there. They said, meant like this. They weren't going to admit to him that they were guilty because they weren't guilty. Making sense? I don't say guilty for not. But then again, you can't fight the man. You're caught with the goods, so what do you say? So they said, Kim Motzah Savona Vadecha, that we aren't guilty. But apparently God wants us to suffer this fate. So that's why we should all be avodim. But why did they want to be avodim? Why did they want to do that? Because of one thing. The children, one thing. They didn't want to leave Binyamin. They didn't want to leave him. They were willing to all be avodim, and even though it meant that not going back to the father, it's amazing, even though it meant not going back to the father, they didn't inform him something, but they knew that it was so important. The father's concern for Binyamin was so great that he would be happier if they all were with him. So that's why they said, we'll all be up. But the logic of the argument, they had to say something. They couldn't say that to Yosef. So they said, Olakim Matzah Savon Avadach. God apparently, what does Rashi say? Rashi says that, Yodimon Shlosh Arachna, Meisa Mokom Niyasa Avid Lana Zos, Matzah Balchov Mokom Yudbar Shtachov. God is the Balchov, and then expression of Shuvah. So it was an expression of Shuvah, and they gave him the rationale. But he answered them very sharply. That's very nice. You're repentant, and you're saying that this is God's doing. It's very nice. But as a judge, I have no right to make somebody an eved because God has another time to him. It's a nice heart between you and God. I can't act out God's what you're telling me God's intention is. That's not a judge. A judge has to go by the way he sees things. You can't prosecute somebody because of the fact that he wouldn't have ever to him and God. If they know Lamakim and they know Lachavela, this is between you and the Malchus. He says, Oish, if you didn't say you did a who yell the other? Atem al Lashon Lavichim. That was his answer. That was his response. Yeah. Lashon Paro. Lachim Moses Lashon Lavichim. Yeah.
He accepted it.
Right. So, therefore, you see, that was the dialogue. Now it seemed there's nothing left to sell. Nothing left to sell. So then Yosef wanted to see. He saw our father wanted they were going to go. It's interesting. He saw our father where they were going to go. But he still waited to see. After he refuted their taina, now what are they going to do? Then it was Vayigashev of Yehuda. What was Yehuda's argument? You're right, exactly. Yehuda's argument was, see, the Ramban is a kashi. He says, I don't understand what this whole arichas is. What's the whole arichas idea? Why, what are you doing again and again? What's the arichas? The answer is, when a person gives an arichas, he's lengthy and wordy. Why is he wordy? He's wordy for one reason. He can't get to the point. He can't get to the point. That's the reason that a person is wordy. That's exactly the situation of Yehuda. Because Yehuda could not go over to the Sgan of Melech, Sheni Lamelech, and accuse him of being dishonest. It's crazy. Well, this is right. So he had to do it in a very polite way. What was the polite way? The polite way was like this. And what was his taina, basically? His taina was like this. He says, Adoni Shalos Avod of Lengwa. Listen, Ayesh Lechem Avorach, and then take a look at Rashi. Mitchila Ba'alila Bas Alayna. Lama Hayalach Mishal Kalayla. Bitchayin in the Rakshin, Achasinat in the Rakshin, Vafa Pikin, Vanon Aladoni, Lokachadam Menadim Chadava. It means like this. And what Yehuda said was, his taina was, what was the brunt of his taina was what? Brunt of his taina was actually two things, but essentially the first thing was, that your gzar din is not a gzar din against Binyamin, it's a gzar din against me, and it's a gzar din against my father. That's what he said. You see? So he told him the whole thing. So really, the truth of the matter is that as much as Yosef concealed the whole business, and as much as he said there were spies, and he had justification, and he had proofs, and all this type of thing, it still wasn't true in reality. And because of that, they sensed that there's something wrong. He built up a very good case, but they sensed that it was overdone. Of course, overdone, you can't do anything. He's a little paranoid, he can't say. But he tried to show him that the truth of the matter is that you weren't fully justified in the way you treated us. And let me explain to you what happened because you treated us this way. Because of that, we were very nice. We said we're going to bring down a brother. We went home and he told him the whole story. And he told him, because of you, my father wouldn't let him go until Anochi Avenu Miyadit Vakshenu. That's what he said. Ki Avdecho Ora Vatana, Meyim Avilema. So he says, you caused me to place myself in a situation where I had to give you a guarantee. And that was all because of the fact that you were overly strict with us. You shouldn't have been that way. So therefore, your misjudgment, your unfairness put me into a certain situation. And now, your judgment is against me. It's not just against Binyamin. So he says, what he told him was, and then he mentioned his father. So he says, emotional, a very emotional plea. Yehuda's plea is a very emotional plea. Why is it an emotional plea? Because what he was telling Yosef, he only had one argument left. And that argument is that a judge has to judge, not just with Midas Adin, but with Midas Arachim. That was the argument. Because the truth of the matter is, if the argument, you say, all right, so I was too strict with you, fine. But meantime, he stole it. So what? So what if I was wrong? But he stole it. So the answer is like this. The answer is that Yehuda was trying to teach Yosef. That's why he was a whole arichas. Because he went through the whole story to bring out his rachman, bring out his rachman's farm. To show him, he says, you're a ruler of the land. And I respect the fact that you're a ruler. But you have to understand that a ruler cannot always judge with Midas Adin. It has to be Midas Arachman also. And in this case, you're violating that principle. Because your slight unfairness, towards us is what put me into this situation. And now you're causing judgment against me, and it's going to kill my father. So therefore, I understand that somebody has to suffer the consequences. Nobody can walk away from the king's tomb, from the house of the Sheni Lamelech, and go away free. I mean, it's impossible. But that can be taken care of with me. Nobody has to know. I'm the one that suffers. And you have to make a judgment over here in terms of Rachmanis. And he'll pay the price. The fact that he knows that I'm here, that I'm suffering, and the fact that the family's going to suffer, that'll be his honor. He'll pay his honor. He won't get away scot-free because I'm going to be here instead. But you have to temper your judgment with a Midas Rachmanis. And that's when Yosef knew that he reached the brothers, because their fate was, one part of their fate was the envy that he took care of with Binyamin. The envy that they had, and because of that they made a false judgment, That interkiv was beyond. But the second part of the chiddush was that their din Torah didn't have midas arachmen. And that's why it says, that's why he says, where is it possibly before? It says, by, just a second. Yeah, it's it. Membeis what? Chlaf Aleph? Yeah, Vayom Rishaloch of Aval Hashem Anachna Lachino. Asher Yitzras Nafsho Bitschanano Elena Velo Shemano. Or Cain Boylena Tzaraz. What does it mean? It meant to say that every din Torah has to have midas arachmen. Because you don't paskin by midas arachmen. But if midas arachmen is not present, you can't have a din Torah. Because a din Torah has to be where all the emotions towards the nodun must be emotions of sympathy. You have to paskin according to your mind, but you can't go into a din Torah without midas. Because midas arachmen is something that should be used not to overlook any kind of skorst that he might have. That's why a person, that's a very old person, can't be a judge, can't be a dayan. Or a person who doesn't have children can't be a dayan because of the fact that he doesn't have the rachmas. You must have the midas rachmas. So the midas, their chait was that there was a judgment without midas rachmas. And that's what Yehuda, when Yehuda came and gave that tanya, that the midas rachmas, that's when Yosef knew that he was the leader at the time. And he was really machzibachim. He was machzibachim. That was the final law. He was machzibachim. What's the makam Moses mom? What's makam Moses? It's like the Rambam says that a person always operates from his own mental framework. If he hadn't done tshuva and he hadn't determined that it was wrong not to have midas rachman, to pass him without midas rachman, then he wouldn't have been able to do this. Because it wouldn't be a part of his nature. Okay. And actually, midas rachman in two ways. It was real. Not just midas rachman with regard to the nodon, but it was midas rachman with regard to the father. And he included both. That's it. Matav ki avdecho arvets anar, leimo vilemo. Ata yeshivno avdecho tachas anar, ki eich ele alovi vanar in eiti. Ten erav arosh, he says of it. They lack midas rachman with regard to Yosef, and they lack midas rachman with regard to the father. And Yehuda did the tshuva on both. Binyamin, because he was taking his place. But if they had the envy towards him, they wouldn't have done it. You happy? So that's it. They're potter. I'll begin. They didn't have to shecht a series. They didn't have to do sort of a possum. They had the best answer. That's it. Scripture. I mean, it says in that term of Hakana, you could see that it was a certain coldness. The lush. It shows Hakana. Yeah, so Shliach. Very good. It shows it was uxorious towards him.
You take a look in this week's Sedra. So in this week's Sedra, with the Chayasar, okay? So it starts off that Avraham Avinu comes to Kiryas Arba, to Hebron, and the Bnei Chayasar there says, Vayova Avraham Rispo Lasar Avalifkosa. Okay? So it says, so then he says, so he gets up and he speaks to Bnei Ches. Gev asoshav anochi imochim, tenu li achuz askeveri imochim, vegbor amesi mofonai. So then it says, the Bnei Ches answer Avram, what do they say? They say, Shmoenu Adoni, nisi olakim ato besocheno. By the way, there's an interesting medrash in that. It says, nisi olakim, the medrash says they meant nisi ato besocheno and olakim ato besocheno. And Avraham Avinu said, don't take away from covered Malchuso Shalola. Interesting thing. It shows you, what does it show you? It shows that the Bnei Ches really didn't have a recognition of, see? Because, why does the Medrash say this? Because you see that Avraham Avinu, in the very next parsha, he says, don't allow Yitzchak, the whole mission of Eliezer was not to take it away from the Bnei Ches. What was one of the Bnei Ches? The Bnei Ches were on a low primitive level. That's why he went to, even though Lavan was really a Russia based Lavan, Psuel. Psuel was also, because Psuel really died over there because he wanted to stop the Shidduch. So, so you have to be careful, you're trying to stop the Shidduch. So it says Psuel died, Psuel was a Russia, and Lavan his son was even a bigger Russia. It says, Vayan Lavan of Psuel Vayomru. So you see, Lavan Arami was no tzaddik. But nevertheless, why did Avraham Avinu want from the base Besuel? Because the nature of the imperfection is important. Lavan was a very sublimated person. So he was a sublimated individual. The B'nai Ches were just primitive. And a person that is a Chacham, Lavan was a Chacham. But of course, all his energies were directed towards the wrong goals. But the offspring, but in terms of heredity, that was the proper heredity. Okay? But the B'nai Ches were simply primitive people. And people who weren't capable of raising themselves, the instinctual, to a higher level. They weren't capable of sublimation, you see? So that's why he didn't want that his offspring, Yitzchak, should marry somebody who's B'nai Ches. But you take a look at the Pasuk, it poses a little bit of a problem. Nisi'o Lekim HaTavos Achenu. It sounds like they recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nisi'o Lekim, right? So that's why the Medrash says no. They meant divine power. That's a primitive idea. That's why Avram said, no. He said, don't take away from Malchus HaShalom. But at any rate, the Pasuk goes on, the Pasuk says, that they said, V'nifchak v'arein v'aras me'secha. Ish mimenu es kivro lo yichle mimcho mikvar me'secha. The answer is no. What kind of a question is this? You're such a respected person, so nobody would prevent you from burying your mace. I mean, you have to be a Russia to do such a thing. You see? So what's the question? What's your request? Of course. You see, Lakim, we're not going to allow you to bury your wife. There's plenty of land around. What's the big thing? What's the big deal? Of course. So it says, and then he said like this. He started again. Okay? Now you notice, he used the same term before. He says, "Tenuli achuzas kevri machem." See, well, what did Avraham Avinu answer? He didn't answer to the point. Like, he doesn't really answer. Ishu, it's finished. Ishmi menu es kivra leyechum chum for myself. So he wanted to pay for it. So he should have said, "Please allow me to pay for it." No. He gives the whole story. In yeshes nafshechem likboras meisim milfanai. And Chazal say Ephraim b'tzocha was set up that day. As why? Because of Kavod Avram. Because of Kavod Avram. That Avram should be Kona from a person who is a recognized individual. Not appropriate to be Kona from just from anybody. But it says, let's start again. Okay? So he said, "Please allow me to pay for it." Okay? So then it says, no. So what did Ephraim say? Okay, Ephraim says, okay, fine. Lo adon ishmaini, asad nesat lach marsha bo lachol nesatiyo. Lainei b'nei ami nesatiyo lach kvor meisecha. You see? What was the dialogue? The dialogue was like this. They said to Avram, they said, what's the problem? You have to bury Sarah. No problem. Nobody's going to stop you from burying Sarah any place you want. But he said, no, you don't understand. This is not just a practical burial that I'm about to do with the Sarah. This is a different kind of thing. You see? What I'm doing here is, this is not kavura. Ordinarily, kavura is just the removal of a body. That's the purpose of kavura. This is not the removal of Sarah's body. This is the establishing of something positive. This is achuzas kever. It's a different concept. I want to establish, this kavura is not the absence of a person, but it's the continued existence of the person. It's achuzas kever. What is the achuzas kever? The achuzas kever is, That's why the pasuk, and he said, and Avraham Avinu like this, said, that was the first thing he said. He said, I want achuzas kever. This is achuzas kever. So achuzas kever is a positive entity. It's not simply the removal of a person. Positive, to establish a positive entity. So then Ephraim said like this. He said, fine. He says, le'enei asod nasati loch v'amar shabob v'chon nasatiyah le'enei b'nei ami nasatiyah loch kvor meisecha. You see? He says, then Avram answered again. Vaidaba Lefron, Bosnia Morsema, Achimata Lushmani, please listen to me. Nasati Kesafasoda, Kachmi Mani, Vekburas Mesi Shama. I want to pay for it. What was the importance? You see, what was the importance? Then it says, take a look, the Pasuk emphasizes this. Vayokom Ste Ephron Asheba Machpela Ashelef Ne Mamre, Hasode Vamora Shabo. V'chol eitz, and Marshall mentioned v'chol eitz asher basoda asher b'chol gvulah soviv. Not just the, he first just mentioned the mar and the soda. No, v'chol eitz asher basoda asher b'chol gvulah soviv. The entire soda. La'avram le'mikno le'enei v'nei ches b'chol boi shariro. Okay? V'acharechein, after the pasuk elaborates, v'acharechein kono kova avram esor ishto boros b'machpelo al p'nei mamre yichevron beres kono v'yoko matzode v'amora shebo la'avram l'chuz es kever me'ez b'nei ches. You see? Then again, the end of the parasha. The end of the parasha, where Avram was nifter, Vayikbru also Yitzchak Yishmael Bonov, where El Ma'oras HaMachpelah Sdei Ephraim Ben Socher Achiti Asher Pnei Mamre. Hasode again, Hasode Asher Kono Avram Me'es Pnei Ches Shomor Kubar Avram Vesor Ishto. Okay. Again, you have by Yaakov Avinu. What do you say by Yaakov Avinu? Also, Torah speaks, Torah that saves words everywhere else over here expresses itself very fully. He says, after the brachas, it says, Kol ele shiftei Yisrael shnei mosa, v'zos ha shadibar lamavim v'varchoson, isha shekir v'choso berachoson, v'yitzav oson, v'yom alayan, this is v'yichi, shishi, ani nesaf al ami kivru osi el avosai, bury me with my fathers. Where El Ha'Ma'ora Asher B'Stei Ephron Achiti, to the Ma'ora that's in the field of Ephron Achiti. Ba'Ma'ora Asher, again, Ba'Ma'ora, fine, enough. Ba'Ma'ora Asher B'Stei HaMachpelah Asher Al-Pnei Mamre Be'eretz Kenoan Asher Kono Avrom Et HaSode Me'eis Ephron Achiti La'chuz HaSkota. Okay? That's enough, right? Shoma Kovros Avrom Ve'eis Zoreishta. Shoma Kovros Avrom Ve'eis Zoreishta. Shama kavurus Yitzchak ve'eis Rivka ishta. V'shama kavarti etleya. Okay? Right? Not finished. Miknei hasode v'hama'ara asher bo me'eis b'nei ches. Amazing. So many psukim. What is the concept? The idea is, you see that the Torah is spending a lot of time on this. Shows that there's some concept there. The idea is that this kever wasn't simply a place where a person was buried, to remove the person. What it was the establishing of a positive entity, a makom achuzas kever. It was an entity. It was actually not that Sarah was removed, but Sarah in her death was creating something. Creating an entity of a Ma'ora Samachpela, a positive entity. We'll soon get to the concept. That's why, going back to Chayesara, that's why Avram said, it's not enough that you let me use the field. Letting me use the field is nothing. But there must be a Chalos Kinyan. A Chalos Kinyan. I have to make a Chalos Kinyan. Since I'm establishing a positive entity, I must do it through the proper means. And the proper means, if you just let me bury her in the field, that's nothing. I must do a Maisakinyan to demonstrate that it's a positive entity. Maisakinyan creates a halos. Without a kinyan is nothing. Just put her in the field. I have to first create a halos kinyan in the sada. Then I can bury her. You see? It says, La Avram la Mikna Vayokam Sdei Ephron, and the Medrash says Tekuma Haisala. Tekuma means it became a new entity. It became Hasad of Marsha Bo. La Avram la Mikna Lein Evin Eches. Va'acharechein Kova Avram Esora Ishto Ma'ora Sdei Machpelah Shal Pnei Mamrei Chevron. Then, only when it became a positive Chefza, now he placed Sora in the Ma'ora Sdei Machpelah, and then it was complete. You see, then it was complete. Now, what is the concept of a Ma'aras HaMachpelah? What's the concept of a Ma'aras HaMachpelah? Find an interesting thing. When was the Ma'aras HaMachpelah used? What was the positive end? What was the positive concept of a Ma'aras HaMachpelah? So there's an interesting Gemara. Gemara in Sota. On Lamed Dalai Lama Beis. So the Gemara mentions, Rashi quotes it in the Chumash, that who used the Ma'aras HaMachpelah? What do we find? I mean, where do we find the positive use for the Ma'aras HaMachpelah? Where? I don't mean, of course, the people who were buried there, of course. But I mean, we're saying that Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov, you see all those psukim by Yaakov, that this is an important thing. This is not just somebody's buried here. You remove the person from the world, you can't leave him on the ground, so therefore you have to put him on the ground. No. This is an entity of Achuzas Kavod. It's a positive concept. It's something which is important, which we must have. What is it? What is the concept? What is it? I mean, Eretz Yisrael wasn't his yet. Eretz Yisrael wasn't his yet. Eretz Yisrael wasn't his yet. What right did he have to it? He didn't have any rights to it yet. Even though there's a Rashi, there's a Chazal that says. Yeah. What do you want to understand? By the way, where do you learn that Kinyan from? Where do you learn it? The Gemara learns that in Kedushin. From Steyafram. Kinyan Isha is derived from Steyafram. Okay? By Isha is the same exact thing. By Isha is the exact same thing. By an Isha, you can create Kedushin. In order to create Kedushin, you have to have a positive chalos. Where is it? People are married. What makes them married? There must be a positive chalos. Where do you derive the concept of a positive chalos? From this case, from Sdei Ephraim. That's where you derive it from. You see. Why did Avram make a kinyan over here? The kinyan was to create a positive entity. A positive entity. But I'm asking you another question. The question I'm asking you is, what is the nature of this positive entity that required a kinyan, that Avram had to make a kinyan? What is the nature of the positive entity? Who used it? I don't mean the people who were buried there. Of course they used it. But I mean the afterwards. Klal Yisrael, where do you find that it was used?
What is the part?
Vayalu v'negev v'yavo ad chevron. So in the time of the Meraglim, so the Meraglim went to spy out the land, so they came to Chevron. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, melamed shepiresh kolev me'atas Meraglim. That Kolev removed himself from the idea of the Meraglim, and he went and he spread himself out over the graves of the Avos. That was Chevron, Kiryas Arba. Omar Lahan, he said to them, Avosai, Bakshu alai Rachman, She'en notzel me atas meraglim. That's what he said. He asked the Avos to please be mispal for me, that I should be saved from the eights of the meraglim. From the conspiracy of the Meraglim, you see. That was the first use, actually. That was the first use that we find of the Kever Avos, of the Ma'oras HaMachpelah. What does it mean? The Gemara, we have a practical halacha that we do every year. The same exact thing. Where's that halacha found? Where do we have that halacha? It's a halacha of a similar kind of thing. Tishbav. Ramah mentioned Tishbav. Tishbav, after Kinnis, so Ramah says you're supposed to go to the Kvaros. To the Kvaros. So he says if there's a Jewish cemetery, so you go to a Jewish cemetery. If there isn't, you go to a Goyish cemetery. Where does it come from? It comes from the Gemara in Tainus. There's a Gemara in Tainus. Gemara in Tainus in the second parak. The second parak. Second parak. So it gives you the Seder Tainus. And then on the next daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that Lama Yotzu LeBeis HaKvaros on a Tainus. That's what it was on Tishbav. It's a Tainus. Nothing special about Tishbav. Just a Tishbav is a Tainus Sibor. Tainus Sibor. On a Tainus Sibor, you're supposed to go to the Kvaros. So the Gemara says Lama Yotzu LeBeis HaKvaros Pligi Bo Rab Levi Bar Chomo V'Rabbi Chanina. It's Machokis. Why go? Chad Amar one says Hareyonu Chashuvim Lefanecha Kemesi. That the reason why you go to the Beis HaKvaros is that a person should say it's part of the tefillah. Areyanu, where we're being mispalel. A person's mispalel, so any egoistic type of feelings that he has is a direct contradiction to his tefillah. That's what he's saying, he deserves it. So if a person's mispalel, he depends upon God's rachamim, it means he has to feel he's worthless. Areyanu chashuvim lefnecha kemesim. We don't have any exclusive. Our tefillah is just that you should help us. That's one concept. Okay? V'chad Omar, and another mandamar says, today she yivakshu aleinu mason rachman. That the dead should be mevakesh, should ask, should be mispal for us. Okay? And that's really, it's a halacha. That's a halacha. Okay? That's why the halacha says that your first choice should be to go to the Kivri Yisrael, because then you'll be yotze according to everybody in the Gemara. Because the Gemara says she vakshul lena mesem rachman. That's only by Jews. Goyim not going to do it yet. So therefore, but if the reason is harei anu chashuvim kinesim, if that's the reason, so then goyim also. The Machlokes question what the purpose of going to the basic verses is. All right. Okay. Now, Rabbi Akiva Eger in Tainus says, if you want to understand what exactly that means, Shevach Sholeinu Mesim Rachamim, so Rabbi Akiva Eger says, take a look at the Tesfis and Seita, the Gemara that we mentioned. The Tesfis and Seita says like this. He says that Kolev Ben Yefuna spread himself out over the Kivri Avos, and he said, Avosai Bakshu Olai Rachamim. So he says, "Vintamatayis yes." Vama pegnishem esin. Gemara says in brachas, "The misi lo yadina nidig." Dead people don't know anything. The Gemara asks a question: do the dead people know what's going on in this world or not? The Gemara says they don't know anything. So he says, "Mashma b'maskana," and the maskana is maskana's Gemara is mashma. Vafilu avos ha'olam. Even avos kliyado. They also don't know. Okay. So he says, Yesh Lomar, so Taisu gives an answer. He says, Al Yedei Tfila Sheze Mispalel, through the Tfila that this person is being Mispalel, Modin Lohen, they notify the others, Shekach Mispalel. Okay? An interesting thing. It comes out as a funny kind of Tfila. It's a funny kind of Tfila. You're not really, they notify the others. God notifies the others. Okay? So he notifies them. So in other words, so, of course, you know, you realize you're not allowed to mispalel to anyone. That's one of the Yigil Lekarim. Lo levado royal espalel v'ein royal espalel z'lasa. Not allowed to mispalel to any being, existence, whatever, besides God. Okay? So when Yeshua ben Nun said, Bacho Allah Rachman, it doesn't mean he was mispalel to them. It's a request. It's a request, you see? Let me explain to you. What does it mean, really? I just want to get down to what the nucleus of the idea is over here. The idea is, what is the concept? The concept is that human existence in this world, the earthly human existence, is only one aspect, one stage of the existence of the human soul. That's the idea. Hayiludim lamus, v'amesim lahachayos, v'achayim lidum. Chayim is lidum, that's the purpose in this world. But it's only one aspect of human existence. But human existence is the totality of human existence. If a person thinks that the totality of human existence is this earthly existence, then all of his values have to be completely distorted. Have to be. Because if we only have what we see here, that's it. So therefore, whatever we see is the basis of paganism. Basis of paganistic idea. That's why Rabbi Elazar Kapor said that this idea must be clear to you. That the earthly existence, a person's existence in this world, is only one aspect of the existence of the human soul. That idea must be clear to an individual. His values cannot be based upon what takes place over here in the physical world. Okay? What is the concept of Kivri Avos? Of Kivri Avos? Kivri Avos is precisely that idea. That's the concept. Achuzas Kever, Mor Samach Pelo is, Nishtatech al Kivri Avos means that when a person goes to the kever of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, so it means he has a realization of these perfected people that existed in the past, lived their life in total perfection, and that continue to exist. That continue to exist. You see, that are in existence now. That's why Taisus doesn't ask a kasha. How could it be, yes, you kasha, how could it be that Kolev ben Yefuna went to the Chevron and he says, Bakshu alai rachamim, ein roi, lo levado roi, Taisus has better kasha, lo levado roi l'spal, ein roi l'spal l'zulaso. You can't be mispal to a mace. The person does that, he's okay, you give him the calm. He's not the curious, a kefir beaker. So what's the answer? The answer is, he wasn't being mispal to them. He was talking to them. He was talking to them. In other words, their existence continues. Their existence continues. So it's just like a person would go over to another individual who is alive and say, look, do me a favor, be mispalel for me. So the concept is like this. The concept is, the idea is, what is the idea of Maaros HaMachpelah? What is the idea of Maaros HaMachpelah? Maaros HaMachpelah means, that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the souls are still in existence. Bakshu alei rachmi. So Tosfos says, but the Mason don't know what's going on, so they tell him. Whatever, they tell him somehow. Somehow he gets the communication. But the concept of Maaros HaMachpelah means, what is Kivri Avos? What is Kivri Avos means the recognition of the way we look at human existence, that human existence does not cease, is not essential. This world is only one phase of human existence. But human existence continues. And why Avos? Because the Avos, and so a person's existence continues insofar as he lived a perfected life. So who are the people that were the perfected individuals whose lives continue? That's the Avos. Avram and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, Yaakov and Leah. That's the whole establishment of the Maaros HaMachpelah. That's what Avram Avinu said. Maaros HaMachpelah is not really a place that we have to have a problem. I don't know what to do with Sarah. What do I do with her? No, Maaros HaMachpelah is an establishing of a philosophy. It's a whole philosophy. Achuzas Keter. Vayakam Asara. Tekuma HaYisalah. Because now we're serving a whole different function. What's the function? The function of the realization of the nature of human existence, the true nature of human existence. That's why Kolav Ben Yefuna, in Atzas Meraglim, he saw that now he's going to get caught up in all kinds of conflicts, but the conflicts are based, the distortion is based upon one thing. What's the distortion based upon? The distortion is based upon a false recognition of the nature of human existence. You see? And that's what that's why it was Nishtatech al Kivri Avos. That's why in a Tainus we go to Kivri Avos. Machlokas, why? If you say the reason why I go to Kivri Avos is because of this reason, to recognize that the nature of human existence, so then you can't go to Goyish or Beis HaKvaros. Goyim and Mason, that's it. I mean, there's nothing left. If only a person who lives, unless he's Chassidim or Sa'olam, I mean, it's a story. General Atem Kriyam Adam, Vain almost all Kriyam Adam, because they don't live according to the ideas, but they live like Vainas. But if you say if it's to break a person, Vishnu Chash or Kimais, then it doesn't matter which Kevri does. What? So the idea, what did Kalev Ben Yefuna say? Kalev Ben Yefuna said, I'm going to get caught up right now in tremendous political conflicts, and I'm going to be stressed to the nth degree. This is a tremendous, a difficult time now for myself. What do I do? He says, there's one thing I have to do. The idea, the true idea of human existence has to become clear to me. So he went, recognition of the existence of those great individuals of the past whose lives continue, whose souls continue to exist. The full recognition of the nature of human existence became clear to him. That's why he was able to overcome the emotional difficulties. Because these difficulties come from a false perspective of human existence. And that's basically what the Mishnah says. You take a look at the Mishnah. Hayiludim lamos, v'amesim lahachayos, v'achayim lidun, leida lohodil rivoda. What is leida lohodil? Shehu borehu yotzer hu dayon. The whole system. It means that a person cannot really have a recognition of God unless he recognizes the true nature of human existence, and he sees the full cycle. Where is that concept? Where do we have it? Halacha always has to make use of a tangible object in order to bring a person to the idea. That's the nature of halacha. Tefillin is a tangible object. It's tangible, but it's also intangible. The ideas in the tefillin are intangible. The box of tefillin is tangible, but the ideas in the tefillin are intangible. The Torah takes you from the tangible to the intangible. That's the whole method of Torah. It's the whole system of Yadis. So what is the tangible that reflects this concept? That's Maaros HaMachpelah. Chevron. Maaros HaMachpelah. That's the idea. The Achuzas Kevron.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the source. Chevron, Maaros HaMachpelah, is the concept of the immortality of the soul. That's what Avraham Avinu told the Bnei Ches. This is not simply removing a body. This is establishing individuals to be those that teach people the idea, of the immortality of the human soul. That's Mara Samachtel. That's very good. What Rabbi Rosenfeld is mentioning is, the Gemara says, Meis mitzvah konas makomo, the kinyan makom. What is the Allah of kinyan makom? The Allah of kinyan makom is based upon the whole idea, based upon the same idea of Mara Samachtel. Kinyan makom represents the concept of not simply, we don't simply remove the scar of the body, but a kruah represents, it's a tangible reflection of the idea of the immortality of the human soul. And that this existence is only a stage, a component of the entire realm of the existence of the human soul. That's the concept. And that's why the Torah places such emphasis on, that's why Yaakov Avinu spoke so many words about the Ma'aras HaMachpelah. Kivros Yilavosai, this is the place that I have to be. Sodash HaKon Avram, he established. Sodash HaKon Avram, he established this concept. And Yaakov Avinu said, and that's why this is my makom, to continue to perfect the entity that Avraham Avinu began. And that's the concept, that's the basically behind the idea of V'chiper Admaso Amo, V'chiper Admaso Amo. It means that he's, the Torah is saying is, that the individual exists beyond it's the immortality of the soul. Otherwise, the person is dead, he's discarded. What difference does it make where you put him? Put him here, put him there. It shows his destiny. It shows his destiny. It's a demonstration of his destiny. Really, Maaras HaMachpelah only had four pairs. The Avos plus Adam and Chava. Why Adam and Chava? Because Adam and Chava represents the goal of God's creation. That's Adam and Chava. Adam and Chava is the goal of God. That's God created Adam. That Adam reflects the ultimate goal. Adam and Chava represents the ultimate goal of man. Who fulfilled that goal? Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They fulfill that goal. That's why you have those four pairs only in Maaras HaMachpelah. After that, you can't have anybody in Maaras HaMachpelah. Of course, we treat every Jew, Chippa Ad Masa Amo, but that's not the same thing. Maaras HaMachpelah is only for those four pairs. Yes. By Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rambam mentions in his Pirush Mishnayos, the Maram mentions, by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rambam mentions something else. That Moshe Rabbeinu Lomes. Moshe Ben Lomais. What does it mean, Moshe Ben Lomais? It means that there was no difference in the state of his soul. Yeah, he was the only one like that. Moshe Ben Lomais. There was absolutely no difference in the state of his soul after he passed away to before he passed away. There's no difference at all. Because the state of his soul. Other than the inherent fact that he was alive, that the combination between the soul and the... But other than that, there was no difference whatsoever. What would be wrong? Actually, the Torah itself really only deals... The Torah itself only deals with Olam Hazeh, because the Torah says this is the best way to live here. So now you're saying that the whole essence is the idea that the soul can exist. The answer is, if the soul only existed in this life, it would be distortion of the value. Actually, the Torah itself really only deals... The Torah itself only deals with Olam Hazeh, because the Torah says this is the best way to live here. So now you're saying that the whole essence is the idea that the soul can exist. The answer is, if the soul only existed in this life, it would be distortion of the value of the human soul. That would be an imperfection in terms of God's creation. That it creates an entity that's so profound and limits it to an existence which is tied to the physical. That would be a distortion, you understand, of the value of the human soul. It would not make sense. So that's why while the Torah doesn't try to get people to keep halacha because of the next world, that's not really proper motivation. It's proven from this world that the Torah is the best life. That's true. But simultaneously that the soul exists beyond this life is a truism that has to do with the nature and the value of the human soul. What happens by keeping the Torah? The happiest life, the most enjoyable life. And not because of the next world. That's not the reason for keeping the Torah. And yet over here we're saying the whole concept is to appreciate the fact that the soul continues in the next life. The answer is like this. It's two things. If you're talking about motivation, why a person should keep the Torah, this life, the person that understands this life will know that the way of the Torah will give them the happiest life here. And that's lishma. That's a true motivation. But to say that God created the soul, that it's limited to this existence, is a distortion of the concept soul. Because it would mean that he created an entity whose nature exceeds physical existence, and yet he limits it to physical existence. That would be a distortion of the concept of the soul. So the idea that the soul exists beyond this existence is necessary in order to, is necessary. The concept that the soul exists beyond this existence is necessary in order to have an accurate idea of the soul. If you don't have that idea, you're missing the idea of the soul. But to motivate people to keep Torah, that motivation should not be in terms of Olam Haba, because then it's a lo lishma concept. It should be in terms of this is the proven way to live, because God creates a man in this world. He has to, the life that he gives him has to be the proper one for this existence. That's why the motivation is only from this world. But the existence of the soul, that it exists beyond this world, is a necessary concept in understanding the nature of the soul.
I just ask you, halakhically.
One more point. Rabbi Rosenfeld mentioned the point of Kavod HaMeis. And you see, it's interesting, the Rambam says in Hilchos Avel, where he mentions about Nichum Avelim. So he says Nichum Avelim is superior to Bikur Cholam. Why? Because Nichum Avelim is Chesed Im HaChayim V'Im HaMeisim. You see, so what does it mean Im HaMeisim? The Meisim is gone. The answer is apparently you could do Chesed. Chesed is possible to do even with a Meis, even though he's gone. Because it's only possible to say if his existence, if there is some existence that the Meis has. Otherwise, it's impossible to relate to him. You see, piece of flesh. I mean, there's nothing. The Kavod HaMeis is that the Kavod HaMeis is that there is a person, an existence that is higher than the physical. That's the whole concept of Kavod HaMeis. Yeah, the concept of Meis Mitzvah is docha even a Kohen Gadol and even a Nazir, because Meis, the concept of Meis Mitzvah is at the root of the idea of the immortality of the soul. That's why it's docha everything. By the way, it explains the Chazal that Zev Meir mentioned, the Chazal that Rabbi Akiva. See, the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva said that when I was, he showed the difference between being an ignoramus and gaining knowledge. So because when I was an ignoramus, he saw a Meis Mitzvah and he carried him for 2 miles. So they said, they came to the Rabban, and said that you wasted your time. On the contrary, it's Chayav Mitzvah, right? So you wasted it. It's because Meis Mitzvah Kana, you wasted your time. On the contrary, it's Chayav Mitzvah, right? So you wasted it. It's because Meis Mitzvah Kana as Makama. What is Kana? Why is Kana as Makama? Because Kinyan is the idea. That's the concept of Kinyan from Maaris Nachpela. That is the proper way to give respect to demonstrate the idea of the immortality of the soul is through Kinyan, Kanas Makoma, the concept of Kinyan from Maaris HaMachpelah. And he didn't realize that he was carrying the mace for miles. So that's why he said that by gaining knowledge, he was able to understand the proper way to express the desire. You have a desire to show cover the mace, but if you don't have any knowledge, you don't understand the concept of Maaris HaMachpelah, of Kinyan, Kanas Makoma, so on the contrary, you're degrading the mace by carrying him all that distance. He's Kanas Makoma. I mean, just parenthetically, the kichum is there for you. You know, it's always for people who, what, you learn how to buying a sada, buying a field, a piece of karka that you compare to an isha. I mean, what kind of analogy is this? But the answer is, of course, it's in terms of the creating the chalos of an entity. That's the concept. Not simply, it wasn't simply a sada. It was a sada which the kinyan was necessary in order to create a chalos, create an entity. The same thing by Isha. Right? The answer is like this.
The question
was, when in Rashi it says, give a social, he says, if you're nice to me, I'll take like a gear. If not, a tosha, I'm going to grab it because I'm supposed to get it. God promised me I'm going to get it. But the pasuk says, ki lo shalom of one amari dehina, which means you haven't got it right because you're not ready for honor. And it's theirs right now. So the answer lay is, insofar as being Kona Eretz Yisrael, you see, that's true. He had no right to take Eretz Yisrael for his own use. But this was necessary in order to establish the idea of the immortality of the soul for all of Klal Yisrael to use. That he says I have to take. You see? That he says I have to take. In other words, in terms of using the land being for my own function, that I have no right. But if this is necessary in order to have Klal Yisrael, then I know that God's will is that I must take this piece of land over here. You see, in order to establish this concept, because this is a basic philosophical concept for Klal Yisrael. And I know Klal Yisrael
it's supposed to be it's Klal Yisrael is supposed to be established. So therefore, I must do it. You see? That's right. There's no doubt about it. I mean, Maris Machpelah represents a tie to the Avos. That's the whole tie to the Avos. But what is the purpose of a tie to the Avos? It's the purpose of a tie to the Avos is the ideas of this mission. To reflect on the true nature of the human, also the human soul. That's
but,
the idea.
But also the whole idea.
Yeah, the ideas of Klal Yisrael, and that's the basic philosophical ideas of Ayeludin Malama, Sudesh Machios, Leidel, Yodir Livada, Yotze, Rabore, Wadon, Udayan, and the whole Mishnah. That's the essence. Okay, the only point I wanted to make was with regard to the fact that Tesis says that they tell Avram, the Yitzhak and Yaakov. So what is the importance of they tell? So you see that they're not, you're not even requesting them. It's just the fact that they become aware of it. So that is, what does that demonstrate? It simply demonstrates their existence.